Good afternoon. Winds will continue to be fairly breezy through the day today, especially during peak heating this afternoon, although it won't be as windy as yesterday. Some gusts up to 30 miles per hour are possible, especially for areas that channel westerly flow, such as the Mohawk Valley and the Capital Region. Despite the chilly temperatures aloft, good mixing should yield valley highs in the mid to upper 50s and 40s across the mountains. While this is still below normal, it's much warmer than yesterday's highs. As a warm advection begins this afternoon, some clouds may start to return, and we could even potentially see some light rain showers as we head into the northern and western areas of our viewing area by late today, although dry low levels may prevent much of these rain showers from actually reaching the surface. Expect increasing clouds tonight with overnight lows in the upper 30s and low 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the nation's Mother's Day forecast spotlights the continuation of April to even March-like temperatures from the Front Range of the Great Plains to the East Coast. Portions of the Central Plains, Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, and Ohio-Tennessee valleys are under freeze warnings or frost advisories from this morning, and with some record-breaking lows that were also a possibility. Meanwhile, the western third of the CONUS stays under a more summer-like regime for one more day with the potential for some record-breaking high temperatures. Precipitation-wise, a storm system tracking through the Great Lakes today will spark showers and thunderstorms across the region with a chance for some severe weather. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely in parts of the southwest and southern high plains this afternoon and evening. Florida can also expect showers and storms as a wave of low pressure tracks along a stalled frontal boundary stretching from the Gulf of Mexico to the northern Bahamas. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 at Death Valley, California, to a low of 9 at Mount Washington in New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny and breezy with a high near 62. In Boston, mostly sunny and breezy with a high near 58. And in Buffalo, cloudy with a chance of showers as highs reach near 50. The Albany, New York climate normals for today, the average high is 68 while the average low is 45. The record high of 92 was set back in 1970 while the record low of 28 was set back in 1958. Today's sunrise was at 5:38 a.m. The sun is set to set at 8:06 p.m. It's a total of 14 hours and 28 minutes of daylight for today. It's an additional 2 minutes and 14 seconds from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies for the day today, windy as well as our highs reach into the low 50s for the night tonight. We will be mostly cloudy and we'll see a chance for some showers as we work our way into the overnight hours, overnight lows in the upper 30s and low 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking partly sunny for this day today as our highs reach towards the mid to even upper 50s. Windy as well, with gusts getting as high as around 30 miles per hour for the night tonight. We turn to mostly cloudy skies as overnight lows drop towards the mid to low 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking mostly cloudy for the day today, with highs reaching the upper 40s and low 50s. Windy as well, and a chance for rain arrives as we start to work our way into the overnight hours, as overnight lows drop down into the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking partly sunny for the day today, with highs reaching towards the low to mid 50s, windy as well for the night tonight, mostly cloudy skies as overnight lows drop into the low 40s and upper 30s, slight chance for some showers to arrive during that time as well. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at partly sunny skies for the day today as our highs reach close towards to the mid-50s. Windy as well, with gusts getting as high as around 30 miles per hour. For the night tonight, we turn to mostly cloudy skies, overnight lows dropping down into the low 40s and upper 30s. We will see the chance for some showers as our next weather system approaches. Region-wide for tomorrow, showers looking likely throughout the course of the day and potentially even some thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with highs reaching towards the mid-50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback. Happy Mother's Day.